Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt is thrown out after the base hit. Adair scores. Snyder moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Landreth and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth takes first base on ball four. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is walked intentionally. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's Orioles, 2. White Sox, 2. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2. And the White Sox too. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cunningham bunts in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Breeding goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Boog Powell. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Jack Fisher pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Chuck Estrada. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cunningham is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball towards right. Snyder catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler is walked intentionally. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Joyce now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is walked intentionally. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Whitey Herzog now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Fox bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.